tenenin'Andriamanitra amintsika.
I had a conversation with someone last week and they asked, how do you know God's speaking to you?
Resaka tamin'olona tamin'ny herinandro dia izao ny tenenina, ahoana ny ahafantarana hoe miresaka aminao Andriamanitra?
And it's a good question.
Ary fanontaniana tsara izany.
You know, our relationship with God is not supposed to be silent.
Hitanareo ny fifandraisantsika amin'Andriamanitra tsy tokony hoe mangina.
If you're married to someone and they never speak to you, you've got marriage problems.
Raha ohatra ianao ka nanambady olona anankiray nefa tsy iresahany mihitsy ianao a, dia manana olana ara-panambadiana ianao izay.
And we're in a relationship with God.
Ary tsika ao anatin'izay fifandraisana amin'Andriamanitra izay.
And it's a covenant.
Ary dia fanekena io.
And He loves us.
Tia tsika izy.
And He speaks to us.
Dia miresaka amintsika izy.
And if we look at the Bible, we see it speaks about God speaking.
Atera mijery ny Baiboly tsika dia miresaka ny aminy hoe izy hoe niteniteny Andriamanitra.
God spoke to Adam.
Niteny tamin'ny Adama Andriamanitra.
Told Noah to build a boat.
Niteneny Noa hoe manangana le samy fiara.
He called Abraham.
Nantsoiny Abraham.
He gave him specific instructions.
Ary nanome toromarika voafaritra tsara izy.
God said to Abraham, leave your father's home and go somewhere.
Ozy izy Andriamanitra tamin'ny Abrahama hoe ilaozy ny tranony rainao dia mandehana any amin'ilay toerana anankiray.
And Abraham said where?
Dia ozy Abrahama hoe aiza?
I mean, I'm guessing he said that.
Za mieritreritra fotsiny hoe miteny an'izay.
It's not written like that in the Bible.
Fa tsy ohatr'izay mifanoratra anazy eo amin'ny Baiboly.
But if God said to you go,
fa raha miteny aminao Andriamanitra hoe mandehana,
you probably say where?
Dia anontany mihitsy ianao hoe aiza?
And God says to Abraham, I'll show you.
Dia ozy izy Andriamanitra tamin'ny Abrahama ho asehoako anao.
It's interesting that God leads people all the time in His Word.
Imalina be mihitsy ny hoe mitarika olona foana Andriamanitra ao anatin'ny teniny.
We have historical accounts of real people that God spoke to.
Tena hoe manana tantara tena izy tsika olona tena nisy a hoe nresahan'Andriamanitra.
But what's also true is that it's not always that clear.
Kanefa marina koa hoe tsy tonga dia hoe mazava be ohatr'izany foana ilay izy.
Like God's message to Abraham was, go and I'll show you where.
Dia ohatran'ilay hafatr'Andriamanitra tamin'ny Abrahama hoe mandehana dia asehoko anao hoe aiza ilay izy.
And sometimes God only tells us half of what we'd like to know.
Ary dia indraindray aho ohatrany hoe atsasaky ny tiatsika ho fantatra fotsiny ihany no ampifantarin'Andriamanitra antsika.
Is this the person I must marry, Lord?
Ity ve le olona tokony vadiko tompo a?
Is this the one?
Ity ve le izy?
You know, we give God our questions.
Te umetsika n'Andriamanitra le fanontanitsika.
And then sometimes He doesn't answer the way we want.
Te indraindray tsy le fomba tiatsika hamaliny azy no hamaliny azy.
I remember wrestling over that very question, who should I marry?
Tadidiko tsara mihitsy mifampitolona tamin'izay fanontaniana anankiray izay le hoe iza ny tokony ho vadiko.
For some people God's very specific.
Wany olona sasany tena tonga dia mazava be hoe voafaritra tsara.
They see someone, God says, no, not that one.
Atereva baita olona sy dosa Andriamanitra antsy indray iny.
Or at least they feel they heard God that clearly.
Na hoe farafaratsiny hoe naheno an'Andriamanitra ohatrany nazava be ohatr'izany izy.
I didn't really hear God that clearly.
Fa za manokana tsy naheno an'Andriamanitra nazava be ohatr'izany.
Often people ask Jesus a question and He answered them with a question.
Indraindray ny olona manontany fanontaniana an'i Jesosy dia fanontaniana ihany namaliny azy.
And sometimes when I ask God a question, He asks me one right back. In a way, in my heart, I just feel God saying, what do you want?
Indraindray mametraka fanontaniana amin'Andriamanitra dia fanontaniana ihany na amaliana Andriamanitra anazy dia ohatrany mahatsapa ako miteny hoe Andriamanitra inona ny tianao ny amin'izany?
We're lazy.
Indraindray tsika kamo.
We want God to tell us exactly what to do.
Tintsika Andriamanitra iteny antsika hoe tonga dia tena izao mihitsy atao.
But God wants us to think and to study the Word, to exercise faith.
Fa tian'Andriamanitra tsika eritreritra dia andinika ny teniny dia ampiasa finoana.
So I actually believe at times God says when you ask Him, is this the right person?
Izany mihitsy no indraindray ianao rehefa manontany ity ve ilay olona tena izy?
He might not say there's only one right person.
Dia izy mety tsy teny hoe anankiray tokana ihany ilay tena izy.
He might ask you a question, can you build a healthy relationship with this person?
Dia mety ametraka fanontaniana aminao izy hoe ianao ve nefa afaka manangana fifandraisana salama tsara amin'ny olona anankiray io?
Do you love them?
Tianao ve izy?
See, sometimes God gives us choices.
Indraindray tsika omen'Andriamanitra safidy.
It would be easier if He took away the choices.
Fa ho mora kokoa raha ohatra ka nesoriny ilay safidy.
Sometimes God sends us But he doesn't even tell us what the destination is.
That
was Abraham's journey.
Saile tiany Abraham.
The point is,
ntinao tenena tezao.
God is in relationship with his people.
Andriamanitra dia mifandray amin'ny olony.
And he does speak.
Ary dia tena miteny izy.
And he does lead.
Ary dia mitarika tokoa izy.
But it's not always so clear and so easy.
Kanefa ilay tsy hoe mazava be foana sy mora be foana.
The Bible doesn't say there's only one way God speaks.
Ary ny Baiboly tsy miteny amintsika hoe fomba tokana ihany no hitenenan'Andriamanitra.
He appeared to Moses in a burning bush.
Nipotra tam Moses izy tamin'ilay ilay toerana ohatra ny afon'ny rehetra.
Moses was walking along and he saw this bush burning.
Iny Moses nandeha dia nahita ilay hazo izy ohatra ny hoe mirehitra.
And he noticed it wasn't being consumed, it wasn't being burnt up.
Ary tsikariny hoe ary to tsy levona ilay izy ohatra ny tsy may ilay izy.
Maybe he thought, awesome, I can cook very for the rest of my life without buying charcoal.
Agavany izy mitena, wow, tsara be fa afaka mahandro vary aho tsy mividy saribao amin'io mandrakizay.
Because it burns but it doesn't burn up.
Satria ilay izy mirehitra nefa tsy levona.
He didn't recognize it was God.
Tsy tonga dia fantany hoe Andriamanitra iny.
He ran right up there.
Fa tonga izy dia nihazakazaka nakeny.
To have a closer look.
Mba hijery akaiky an'ilay izy.
And then God said, hey, take off your sandals.
Dia hozy izy Andriamanitra, esory ny kapanao.
This is holy ground.
Fa tany masiny io itsahanao io.
And then he realized he's having a God encounter.
Dia izay izy vanatsapa ayaka miona amin'Andriamanitra.
The burning bush was God's way of getting his attention.
Le otone hazo mirehitra iny nangalan'Andriamanitra ny fifantohany fotsiny.
If God wants to speak to us, he can get our attention.
Raha te hiresaka amintsika Andriamanitra afaka maka ny fifantohantsika izy.
I'm going to reassure you this morning that God speaking is better than our hearing.
Ary tiako tena hoe atao entitra aminareo hoe ny fitenenan'Andriamanitra dia mbola tsara kokoa noho ilay fahenontsika.
And he is able to lead us.
Ary dia tena afaka mitarika antsika izy.
And he can get our attention even if we're not listening.
Ary dia afaka maka ny fifantohantsika izy eny fa na dia tsy mihaino azy tsika.
The Bible is full of such real and imperfect stories.
Ary ny Baiboly dia tena feno tantara sy tantara ohatra ny hoe tsy tonga lafatra ohatra izany.
The boy Samuel was sleeping.
Ilay ankizy lahy kely hoe Samuel natory.
And he heard, Samuel, Samuel.
Dia naheno izy hoe Samuel, Samuel.
He jumps up and he runs to Eli. He says, yes.
Then tsangana izy dia nandehanaka any amin'ny Eli dia hozy izy hoe, ye.
You called.
Miantso ianao.
Eli says, no.
Dia hozy izy Eli hoe, aha.
Go back to bed.
Mandana miverina matory.
God calls Samuel again. Samuel, Samuel.
Dia natsoan'Andriamanitra indray Samuel, Samuel, Samuel.
And he jumps up, he goes back to Eli.
Dia nitsambikina ny ala indray izy dia nakany amin'ny Eli indray izy.
I take comfort from that.
Ary dia izany mampatonga ana maka fampiononana.
Samuel was one of the greatest prophets.
I Samuel anisan'ny mpaminany lehibe.
And yet he couldn't even recognize God's voice at the beginning.
Nefa na dia izany ary izy tsy nahatsapa tamin'ny voalohany ilay feoan'Andriamanitra izay.
Eli says to him, hey, next time say yes to the Lord because it's God who's calling you.
Dia hozy Eli taminy hoe manaraka tonga dia mitenena eny tompo fa Andriamanitra izany miantso anao izany.
And the Bible says God came and stood next to Samuel at his bedside.
Dia hozy izy ny Baiboly hoe tonga Andriamanitra dia nijoro teo akaiky ny fandrinany Samuel.
See, God doesn't give up when you don't hear him the first time or the second time. He just comes closer and speaks closer.
Hitanareo tsy hoe tonga dia mandao anao Andriamanitra rehefa tsy maheno anazy amin'ilay voalohany na ilay faharoa iny ianao fa vo miary izy manantona akaiky.
He got Moses' attention, he got Samuel's attention.
Azo ny fifantohan'ny Mosesy, azo ny fifantohan'ny Samuel.
With Balaam,
tam Balaama,
we know God spoke through a donkey.
Fantatritsika tsara hoe niresaka tamin'ny alalan'ilay apondra Andriamanitra.
You can't tell God how he must speak to you.
Tsy afaka tenenina hoe ohatr'izao fomba hitenenana amiko Andriamanitra.
Sometimes I sit down with my Bible and I'm like, now God, you're going to speak to me.
Indraindray aho mipetraka miaraka amin'ny Baiboliko dia miteny hoe, izao Andriamanitra, mitenena amiko ianao.
And I read and I pray and I listen and I hear nothing.
Dia mivavaka, dia mamaky, dia mihaino nefa tsy maheno ninininy.
One day I was a young believer and I was wrestling with some emotional issue in my life.
Indray andray ako tamzambula vo pinta nura kely ani zavatra tena hoe na ny fampitolomako mihitsy ilay toejavatra teo amin'ny fiainako.
And I'm thinking it was actually girlfriend problems. Okay, I was in high school still.
Resaka sipa le izy tamzako mbola tany amin'ny lycée.
Rather don't have a girlfriend, they just give you trouble.
Aleo mintsara tsy manana sipa fa manome problema ho anao izy.
And I was walking along in the middle of some other town somewhere.
Dia tamin'izay aho nandeha tany amin'ny fivoatanana anankiray izay.
We'd been going on some tour or other and it was a forest and there was a we'd left the forest and now there was a little shop there.
Dia avy eo nanao tour kely izay aho nisy ala dia avy eo misy tsena.
And I'm in my heart I'm wrestling about something. And I'm thinking to myself, why do I even bother to pray? Because it doesn't seem like it helps. Have you ever been in a place like that where you've prayed and prayed and it just didn't seem to help? So I'm thinking now maybe I should just give up on God because He's not changing my girlfriend's heart.
I'm
ashamed to say how selfish my prayers were. But in that moment God still spoke.
Because
as I was thinking that,
we're
walking past this little shop.
Then andalo le tsena kely.
There's a little wood carving.
Et nisi has otonesa vo sikotra izay
teo. It's written prayer changes things.
Then son surata le vo otone vo sikotra teo hoe ny vavaka manova zavatra.
And I felt God say to me, keep on praying.
Dia otan tsapako mihitsy Andriamanitra ny teny tamiko hoe mitohiza foana mivavaka.
I knew God was encouraging me to pray.
Ary fantatro tsara hoe nampahery ahy Andriamanitra mba hivavaka.
But God's very clever.
Fa Andriamanitra izy tena maranin-tsaina.
Because He never lies to us.
Satria izy tsy mandainga amintsika mihitsy.
He never makes promises that He doesn't keep.
Izy tsy mampanantena zavatra tsy ho tanterahany izany.
So His answer wasn't, oh yeah, I'll fix your problems and change your girlfriend.
Ny valiteny tsy hoe ovaako ny olanao dia ovaiko ny le sipanao.
He just said keep on praying.
Fa zao fotsiny tenena mitohiza mivavaka.
As it turns out, I didn't get the answer I wanted in the end.
Ary nefa raha n'ilay izy moa tsy le valiny nandrandraiko no azoko.
But God still spoke.
Kanefa mbola niteny ihany Andriamanitra.
And this is the point about God.
Ary izao le teboka ny amin'Andriamanitra.
If you're willing to hear what He has to say,
raha vonona ianao hiaino zavatra izay holazainy a,
He speaks.
Miteny izy.
He doesn't always tell you what you want to hear.
Ary tsy ilay zavatra tianao hore iny foana akory ny teneniny aminao.
But what He says is always good for you. It's what you need to hear.
Fa ilay zavatra izay lazainy a, dia tsara aminao foana, izay no tokony ho tsara aminao no maheno azy.
Because He's not going to trick you or lie to you, He sometimes doesn't say anything.
Indraindray ary izy tsy miteny mihitsy satria izy tsy hoe te hamitapitaka anao na hoe te andainga aminao.
But when God's not saying anything that you can feel in your heart is from God,
rehefa tsy miteny ninina Andriamanitra dia ohatra hoe tsapanao ilay zavatra ao anatin'ny fonao iny avy amin'Andriamanitra.
Don't forget that He said a lot.
Aza adino fa izy dia miteny betsaka mihitsy.
He said a lot in His word.
Miteny be da be izy ao anatin'ny teniny.
And so when you feel starved,
ka rehefa mahatsapa ohatra n'ireny le hoe noana ireny ianao a,
it says to us in Matthew 4 verse 4,
dia miteny amintsika izy ao amin'ny Matio toko fahaefatra andininy fahaefatra,
man does not live on bread alone but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Ozy izy hoe tsy ny mofo ihany no iveloman'ny olona fa ny teny rehetra izay aloky ny vavan'Andriamanitra.
Man doesn't live on bread alone but he lives off every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Tsy ny mofo ihany no iveloman'ny olona fa miaina izy a amin'ny teny izay aloky ny vavan'Andriamanitra.
When you want to hear from God,
rehefa te andre avy amin'Andriamanitra ianao,
the first place you go is to the Bible.
Ny toerana voalohany andehananao dia ny Baiboly.
The written word of God is holy and inspired.
Ny tenin'Andriamanitra izay voasoratra dia masina ary avy amin'ny tsindrimandry.
God wrote it.
నన్ను రక్షించి అంటే
He gave it to us.
అర్నుమేనే సీక్యూ.
It is his word.
ఏంటెన్యూ.
And so if you are hungry to hear from God, start there.
కరతెన వే నోనేనోతే అంద్రే అవమనంటమంట తియావు మనుంక.
I think many of us don't read the word of God enough.
Mertetakwe betsaka mtsika ntsimamaki tsiampo ni tenandriamanitra vakitsika.
You want God to speak to you personally.
Etinao andriamanitra iteny aminao manokana.
When he's already given you his word.
Nefa nanome anteny sady izy.
We want lightning, we want thunder, we want a prophet to prophesy to us.
Mila kotrikitsika, mila tselatritsika, mila mpaminany aminany amintsika.
You want writing on the wall.
Armtadi surata vo surata any amrindrina.
From God.
Avyany amin'Andriamanitra.
No you don't.
Ah, tsy izay tatafinao.
That happened to King Belshazzar.
Tranga tamin'ny mpanjaka Belshazzar izany.
And it was judgment from God.
Ary de fitsarana avy amin'Andriamanitra.
And there are times where God speaks most loudly because people are not listening carefully.
Andray andriamanitra miteny mafy be satria ny olona tsy mitandrina tsara amin'ny fomba fiainony.
When the donkey spoke to Balaam, Balaam was in trouble.
Tamle apondra niteny tam Balaam, nidiran-dozy Balaam.
When the writing was on the wall, it was judgment against the king.
Tamle soratra teny amin'ny rindrina dia fitsarana an'le mpanjaka iny.
My point is this.
Izao tiko atongavana.
We should be able to go to God to hear from him and he speaks gently.
Tokony hoe ho afakitsika makany amin'Andriamanitra miaino anazy ary amin'le izy miteny malefaka iny.
So though he can get our attention,
yen fa na dia hoe afaka maka misintona ny fifantohantsika izy.
We shouldn't turn our back on him and wait for him to intervene.
Atetsy tokony tsika hoe itody tamosina amin'azy dia hiandry azy anelanelana.
So the first place we go is the word of God.
Kan ny toerana voalohany andehanantsika dia ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
And God will not contradict his word.
Ary Andriamanitra dia tsy anohitra ny teniny mihitsy.
Psalm 119 verse 105.
Ny Salamo 5:17 ny andininy 5:7.
Says your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
Dia milaza hoe fa ny lohan-tongotro sy fanazavana ny lalako ny teninao.
So you read the word of God.
Ate vakinao ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
Expecting light.
Ary miandrandra fahazavana.
Expecting God to show you the way through life.
Ary miandrandra an'Andriamanitra ampiseho anao mamakivaky ny fiainana iny.
Expecting God to give you wisdom.
Miandrandra an'Andriamanitra anome anao fahendrena.
Jesus told us he would give us his Holy Spirit.
Ary Jesus niteny hoe anomeny fanahy masiny antsika izy.
As a counselor.
Mba mpananatra antsika.
Someone who would speak to us and guide us.
Hoe ohatrany hoe olona miresaka amintsika sy mitaridalana antsika.
So you've got the word of God written.
Dia manana ny tenin'Andriamanitra voasoratra ianao.
You've got the Holy Spirit inside of you as a Christian if you're a believer.
Ary rapina ianao dia manana ny fanahy masina koa ianao ao anatinao ao.
And so you sit down to read the word of God but you also say Holy Spirit speak to me.
Te you know zan vampetraka mamaky an'le tenin'Andriamanitra fa ianao koa mila miteny fanahy masina mitenena amiko.
We're not just reading the word of God to get through 3 chapters this morning.
Tsoe mamaky tenin'Andriamanitra fotsiny tsika hoe mba vita tokotelo amin'ity maraina ity.
When you go and have a quiet time or a time with God.
Rehefa mandeha ianao ka manana an'le fotoana manokana miaraka amin'Andriamanitra.
And you should be doing this regularly.
Ary tokony hanao an'izany foana ianao.
You take the Bible but you recognize that the Holy Spirit is the one that brings life to the word of God.
Te raisinao le Baiboly kanefa fantatrao tsara ho anatiny izay koa hoe le fanahy masina no manome aina aniny tenin'Andriamanitra iny.
And you say as I read this Holy Spirit make it alive to me.
Ate hoe temtenena mihitsy hoe mpamakina an'ity fanahy masina atao velona amiko ity.
And the Holy Spirit opens the word up to you.
Ary ny fanahy masina no manokatra an'le teny aminao.
And while you're reading he whispers.
Ary dia eo ampamakinao ianao dia mibitsibitsika izy.
You understand that?
Azonao ve ty?
Let me explain it.
Andraso fazavaiko tsara
aminao. It makes more sense.
Dia vao mela izy tonga dia ohatrany hoe misy dika.
And sometimes.
Dia indraindray
It's like you realize suddenly God is telling me something.
Dia ohatrany hoe matsapy aho ianao tapitapika hoe misy zavatra tenenin'Andriamanitra
amiko. Me personally.
Za manokana.
And then you know God is speaking to you.
dia fantatra hoe miteny aminao Andriamanitra.
Not an audible voice necessarily.
Tsy voatery hoe feo entaka an'izany.
But nevertheless his words are alive and speaking to you.
Fa na izany na tsy izany a, ny teny dia velona ary miteny aminao.
I know a man who was very, very ill.
Na fantatra olona tena narary be mihitsy izy.
The fear of death came over him.
Dia tonga tamin'ilay tahotra ny fahafatesany.
The doctor said, "We don't know what's wrong with you."
Dia hoy ny doktera, "Tsy fantatra mihitsy izay mahazo anao."
And he just kept getting sicker.
Dia vao mezy ny narary.
People were worried.
Dia nanomboka natahotra ny olona.
And he was reading the word of God.
Dia namaky ny tenin'Andriamanitra izy.
He read it the day before.
Tamin'ilay andro talohany io izy namaky an'ilay izy.
He read it the day before that.
Then vakiny tao amin'ilay andro talohany io koa ilay izy.
He had nothing to say about those days.
Dia tsy nanana ninina nolazaina tamin'ireo andro ireo izy.
You have to persevere in your reading.
Mila anao izany tena hoe misisika amin'ilay famakiana ataonao.
But then one morning,
fa andray maraina,
he was reading through the word of God.
Namaky an'ilay tena namaky ny tenin'Andriamanitra izy.
Communing with God, trusting the Holy Spirit to be there.
Tena hoe nifandray tamin'Andriamanitra, tena natoky ny fanahy masina mba ho eo mihitsy.
And he read something.
Dia nisy zavatra mivakiana tao.
I don't know where it is, maybe in the Psalms.
Tsy haiko hoe aiza ilay izy, angamba tany amin'ny Salamo tany.
But he read a line.
Fa nisy andalana mivakiana.
Amongst many other lines.
Tao anatin'ireo andalana be da be ireo.
And in that line,
dia tao anatin'iny andalana iray iny a,
it said, "You will live, you will not die."
Izao ny voavaky tao hoe, ho velona ianao fa tsy ho faty.
And his heart leapt.
Dia nitsambikina ny fony tena hoe, nitsambikina ny teny tamiko Andriamanitra.
That's how God speaks to us.
Ohatr'izany no itenenan'Andriamanitra amintsika.
Something of his word suddenly becomes alive and real and applicable to you.
Hoe misy zavatra vao amin'ny tampotampoko lasa velona ary ohatra hoe tonga dia misy fandraisany aminao.
So firstly, the word of God.
Voalohany indrindra izany ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
Because God doesn't contradict it.
Satria Andriamanitra tsy manohitra an'io.
You know, you may be dating a guy.
Mety hoe miaraka amin'ny olona anankiray ianao.
And you think, "Should I marry him, Lord?"
Dia hoy izy ianao tokony hanambady an'ity ave tompo.
I know he's not a Christian.
Fantatro fa tsy kristianina izy a.
But maybe he'll get saved if I marry him.
Ka angamba mety mba ho vonjy ihany izy raha fa manambady azy a.
Very stupid thinking.
Tena fieritra retana tsisy saina mihitsy izany.
In the word of God,
ao amin'ny tenin'Andriamanitra,
Paul says explicitly,
tena ny teny manokana mihitsy Paul a,
that believers and unbelievers don't have anything in common.
Hoe ny mpino a sy ny tsimpino a tsisy ifandraisan'ireo.
Well, we have lots in common. We like the same movies, we eat the same food.
Manana zavatra ifandraisana be da be izay. Misy film tianay, misy karazan-tsakafo tianay.
He likes pizza, so do I, says the girl.
Ah, dia izy ilay vehivavy hoe izy tia pizza dia izaho koa.
What the Bible means is that at the deepest level,
tenen Bible dia izao hoe rehefa any amin'ny lalina indrindra any a,
the Christian is devoted to God and the non-Christian is not.
Le kristianina dia natokana ho an'Andriamanitra ary le tsy kristianina dia tsy izay.
And so the Bible says, "Do not be unequally yoked." Don't be joined unequally.
Dia hoy izy ny tenin'Andriamanitra hoe aza mety asiana zoga tsy mitovy.
So is God going to be a loving father if he comes to you and says, "Yeah, marry the guy"?
Dia Andriamanitra ve izany ohatra ny hoe le dada tsa be fitiavana be iny dia hiteny hoe, "Ay, manambadia ny tovolahy io e."
You love him, he loves you, get married.
Mifankatiana ireo e, ianao tiany, ianao ti aza, vadi.
All the time knowing that you can't connect at the deepest level because your deepest devotion is to God and that God is devoted to something else.
Nefa ny ao anatin'izay fantatrao lalina tsara ny hoe tsy mitovy ny momba anareo any amin'ny faran'ny lalina any satria ianao natokana ho an'Andriamanitra, iny lehilahy iny mety hoe natokana ho an'ny zavatra hafa satria tsy an'Andriamanitra.
God will not tell you to marry a non-Christian.
Andriamanitra tsy hiteny aminao mihitsy hoe manambadia olona tsy kristianina.
On the other hand, maybe you already did.
Mety hoe amin'ny lafiny anankiray mety efa nanao an'izay ianao.
Or maybe you are both not Christians and then one gets saved and the other is still not a Christian.
Mety hoe samy tsy kristianina nareo roa dia avy eo ianao mety hoe lasa mpino dia ilay anankiray mbola tsy mino.
The Corinthians asked, should we now separate?
It's in
1 Corinthians 7, I think.
But again,
God won't contradict His word.
The
word of God says God does not want people to divorce. So He's not going to say, oh yeah, go and leave.
See,
He won't contradict His word. So when you're seeking counsel from God, very often the answers are already in His word. God says, husbands, love your wives. Wives, submit to your husbands. But we sometimes rebellious and we ask God to give us an answer to get out of the pressure of having to do what is right. But God won't contradict His word. So people that say, God told me, very boldly they say, God told me, I'm very nervous. I'm unsure that they can be that sure unless it's the word of God they quote after that.
We
need humility. And we need faith. The word of God, faith and humility. I'm teaching you now how you will hear God speak. The humility is to admit that we don't always hear so well. The humility is to submit to the word of God that He's already spoken to us. I heard a good story once. An old pastor in South Africa. And the man that came to him and said, Pastor, God told me I married the wrong woman.
That
I should leave my wife and go and be with my secretary.
Because
that's my true soulmate. My secretary is my true soulmate, my soul partner. You know.
Ay, satri le secretaire na yo minsa sinapanako.
So the pastor says, well, how do you the pastor probably thought to himself, how do you reason with someone that says God told me to leave my wife?
The uses le pastor we, awona mfumba ifapresana amnyula mtenwe, tenenandremanta we, yalao you fat now you.
It clearly contradicts the word of God anyway.
Yeta mazava bezaye manuita tenandremanta.
The wise old pastor says, let's pray about this.
The uses le pastera efa le beza fen faendena usisi andoti kai vava kani amtizavati.
The
wakupu maso.
Bow their heads and pray.
De na unchia luden vava.
And as the guy does that,
terefa na no ansayo le la yua.
The pastor comes up behind him and hits him on the head.
Da kawari na tole pastera tuga tenzi lesi ni otansole le la.
And he says to his pastor, why did you do that?
The uses tam le pastera fa manin na no mano ansan.
Because God told me to. You see, this is the problem with God told me to. How can you argue with it? You can't. But we need the word of God. We need humility. I had several scripture examples. I'm not
going
to cover them now, but I want us to close by looking at a passage of scripture in 1 Kings.
This
is This is where Elijah had been dramatically victorious. Elijah had killed the prophets of Baal.
Yeto de tenale we fande sena le peza yaz ne lia zena namuni pamnani pala.
So he's had this massive moment where God spoke and God proved himself.
And
then Jezebel says she's going to kill Elijah.
And
for some reason Elijah trembles, he gets very afraid and he runs away.
And
he ends up being sustained by God, fed by God. But he's still running away and he ends up in a cave.
And
let's read from 1 Kings chapter
19 verse 9.
You can read through to verse 18.
Ary niditra tao anatin'ny zo izy ka nitoetra tao. Ary indro tonga tamin'ny teny Jehovah nanao hoe, manao inona ity ianao ry Eli? De hoy izy, nafana de nafana ny foko noho ny fitiavako an'i Jehovah Andriamanitry ny maro, fa ny zanak'Israely nahafoy ny fanekenao, ny alitaranao no noravany, ny mpaminaninao no vonoiny tamin'ny sabatra, ary izao de izao irery ihany ny sisa, nefa mbola mitady ahafaty ny aiko koa izy. Ary hoy Jehovah, mivoa ka mitsangana eo ambonin'ny tendrombohitra eo anatrehan'i Jehovah, ary indro nandalo Jehovah ka nisy rivotra be sady mahery namakivaky ny tendrombohitra sy ny nanorotoro ny aram-bato teo alohan'i Jehovah. Nefa Jehovah tsy tao anatin'ny rivotra ary manaraka ny rivotra nisy horohorontany. Nefa Jehovah tsy tao amin'ny horohorontany ary manaraka ny horohorontany nisy afo. Nefa Jehovah tsy tao amin'ny afo ary manaraka ny afo nisy feo mitsoka malemy. Ary raha reny Eli izany dia nosaronany ny kapotiny ny tavany ary nivoaka izy ka nijanona teo ambavazoy. Ary indro nisy feo nakao aminy nanao hoe, manao inona ity ianao ry Eli? Dia hoy izy, nafana dia nafana ny foko noho ny fitiavako an'i Jehovah Andriamanitry ny maro, fa ny zanak'Israely efa nahafoy ny fanekenao, ny alitaranao ny ravany ary ny mpaminaninao ny vonoiny tamin'ny sabatra, ary izao dia izao irery ihany ny sisa, nefa mbola mitady ahafaty ny aiko koa izy. Fa hoy Jehovah taminy, mandehana miverina amina nalehanao ho any amin'ny hevitry Damaskosy, ary raha ambi ihany ianao dia osory Azaela ny mpanjakan'ny Siria ary Jehu zanaky Nimsi dia osory ho mpanjakan'ny Israely ary Elisa zanaky Safata avy any Abel Mehola dia osory ho mpaminany andimby anao ary izay efa mandositra ny sabatry Azaela efa ho vonoiny Jeho ary izay afa mandositra ny sabatry Jeho kosa ho vonoiny Elisa. Nefa amela 7 arivo ao amin'ny Israely aho dia ny lohalika rehetra izay tsy nandohalika tamin'ny Baala sy ny vava rehetra izay tsy nanoroka azy.
Elijah has hit a personal crisis in his life.
Nandalo krizy manokana Eli.
He's feeling sorry for himself.
Nalahelo ny tenany izy.
And he says to God, I'm the only one left that's devoted to you.
And the
end God says, actually there's 7,000 that I've kept.
God doesn't
pander to our insecurities.
He doesn't
say, there, poor boy.
Te tsinteni sa oka muzair sanak mampalail kele.
He says go back.
Fa uzi se mandana mverin.
The victory is still coming.
Mbula wavin fandresen.
But what interests me is what happens in the middle.
Ai fan zavatra malina na dele zavatra ntranga teo apfoany.
When God says I'm going to speak, my presence is going to be here.
Uzi se itenia arueto nfanatreako.
And you see all the dramatic things happen.
Tenisa le zavatra matalanjona bentrang.
The wind.
Le rivotra.
The mountain shakes.
Le horohorontany.
There's an earthquake.
Le tendrombohitra
izy.
Misy kakotroka, misy tselatra.
God is not in that, he wasn't in that.
De hozy izy foana teo hoe nefa Andriamanitra tsy tao anatin'iny koa.
Elijah had seen God do something dramatic before.
Efa nahitan'Andriamanitra nanao zavatra nahatalanjona Eli taloha.
Maybe you've seen God do spectacular things.
Mety efa nahitan'Andriamanitra nanao zavatra mahaliana sy mahatalanjona koa ianao.
And now you're wondering why is his voice so quiet?
Dia mety gaga ianao maninona ary izao ny feony loatra ny mangina.
And God says to Elijah,
Te zon tenen'Andriamanitra tamin'ny Eli hoe,
at the end he manifests with a small voice.
Tam farany izy a le feo malefaka no nitenenany taminy feo kely.
Elijah.
Hozy se Elia.
Come closer.
Manatona.
Come out of there.
Melao.
Come out of the cave.
Melao natsuyo.
And he calls Elijah and Elijah realizes this is now it. This is what God wants and he covers his face with his cloak.
Ateiny Elifa na tsapa hoe izay Andriamanitra fa niteny dia nisaromany tamin'ny le akanjony moa na le hoe kapotiny ny lohany.
Because he doesn't want to see God's glory and die.
Satria izy tsy te hahita an'ilay voninahitr'Andriamanitra dia ho faty.
He's about to have his encounter with God.
Satria iona amin'Andriamanitra izy izao.
But this true encounter with God comes from a place of close intimacy.
Le tena hoe fionana tanteraka, fionana marina amin'Andriamanitra dia avy ao amin'le fifandraisana akaiky dia akaiky amin'Andriamanitra.
If you want to hear from God,
raha te andre avy amin'Andriamanitra ianao,
then you need to go and be close to him.
Te mile no mande ar te makeo am toerana hoe akaiky azy.
It may mean switching your phone off.
Mety ny dikany izay mety hoe vonoinao ny telefoninao.
It may mean finding a private place.
Mety hoe maka toerana manokana ianao.
It may be that God speaks softly.
Mety hoe miteny malefaka Andriamanitra.
Because he is more interested in being intimate and close.
Satin malinas de letena hoe fitiavana akaiky sy hoe akaiky azy.
He doesn't just want to shout instructions at you.
Fa tsy te hitabataba izy hoe izao atao dia izao atao.
If you want to hear from God,
raha te andre avy amin'Andriamanitra ianao,
don't ask God to shout.
Aza vela mitabataba Andriamanitra, aza asaina mitabataba Andriamanitra.
Quieten yourself down and go closer to God.
Fa atoneo ny tenanao a de manatona akaiky an'Andriamanitra.
Let's pray.
Ndao tsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father, we see in your word that you are always successful in speaking.
Hitanay avao amin'ny teninao ry Andriamanitra raha io fa ianao dia mahomby foana amin'ny fitenenanao.
We're not always that good at hearing.
Fa izahay no tsy dia tsara loatra amin'ny fiainoana.
Thank you that you are the good shepherd who leads us.
Fa misaotra nefa fa ianao ilay mpiandry tsara izay miandry anay.
And even if a sheep is not so good at listening,
yen fa na dia tsy mahay miaino tsara aza ny ondry,
you're still perfect at leading.
Dia mbola mpitarika tonga lafatra foana ianao.
But Lord, we want to be easy to lead.
Kanefa izahay tompo dia tena hoe ilay tena mora hoenty te ho ilay mora hoentiny.
We want to listen well.
Te hiaino tsara izahay.
So help us to read your word.
Dia ampio izahay mba hamaky ny teninao.
To pray.
Ivavaka.
And to listen with faith to the voice of your spirit.
Ary iaino amponunany amin'ny feoan'ny fanahinao.
Knowing that you do indeed speak.
Ary amin'ny fahalalanay hoe tena miteny tokoa ianao.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.